Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
This is the mystery that you have to understand, that your fire is not an ordinary fire. And the question is not whether the fire in you can talk. Question is, are you listening to what the fire is saying? It is if you have paid attention enough to hear what the fire is saying. Tweet that, somebody. Can I show you the requirements of the fire just a bit? And then the voice begins to speak now. The voice begins to speak. And he says, Moses, Moses. The fire knows your name. He calls Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet. He said, do not come near, because this fire has a requirement. Right now, you've not met the requirement. But one day will come. You will have the grace to stand before this fire. Much closer than you are. God will take you from glory to glory. Please, I need you to understand the characteristics of the fire that you're dealing with. You see, there is something about the glory realm that it is a requirement for you to receive information that will take you to the next level. When you're faithful to that information, new levels are opened up. New dimensions are opened up. For example, there was a time when John, the beloved of Jesus, he would keep looking to see where Jesus will sit. As soon as he sees where Jesus sits, he will be running to sit next to Jesus, and he puts his head on the shoulder of Jesus. That was his spot. Nobody took his spot. And guess what? 11 other guys never fought for that spot. Oh, I'm a man. Okay. Your revelation. But one guy had a different revelation. He said, I want to be known as the beloved of Jesus. So every week when you come, there's always some people that will come to the presence of God, and they would like to stand quietly and worship the Lord. Don't disturb them. But you should be the beloved. Every week, do the different. But there is a thing that John doesn't understand, that Jesus is also going from glory to glory. The next time you see Jesus in Patmos, you won't be able to lean on his shoulder. The next time you see him, you're going to fall dead. There is a grace that was on Jesus that shifted from glory to glory. That at one season people could lean on his shoulder. The next time they saw him, they fell dead. This is the Jesus you serve. And he wants to release you from glory to glory. Everybody talks about Jesus. Oh, he rode a donkey. He rode a donkey. Yes, Jesus rode a donkey. But the next time he came, he rode a horse. Your revelation didn't upgrade. Jesus upgraded. You didn't upgrade. Jesus rode a donkey. Why are you driving a Honda Civic? Yeah. You should be riding a donkey also, no? Yeah. Upgrade your revelation. Oh. Glory to glory. Whether you like it or not, God wants to bless some people because you begin to represent God. You begin to represent. When God wants to release his grace, the manner in which he manifests, the manner in which God manifests, is by putting his glory in the vessel. The manner in which God manifests is by putting his glory in the vessel. Yes, yes. That is why Jesus prayed in John chapter 17. He said, Lord, the glory that you have given me, I give them also. The glory you have given me, the glorified Jesus is talking now, not the Jesus walking on the, with the donkey. No. That is the man Jesus. Now the glorified Jesus is talking. The glory you gave me, I give them also. You study the word of God enough, there is a glory that was on Jesus that was released to you, and the glory comes on you. Are you telling me the glory of God who made this universe, the glory of God, the heavens declare the glory of God? Have you seen how beautiful the heaven is? And you have that torn sweater of yours that you don't want to let go of. And you are saying you carry the glory of God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There is a spirit. Your shoe is torn. You can afford to buy a new one, but you don't want to. There's a spirit that is holding on to that shoe. We got to cast that out in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you listening to what I'm saying? From glory to glory to glory. From glory to glory to... Oh, one more time. From glory to glory to glory. If you are the represent of what God will do on earth, my God, the glorified God, if God says, the manner in which I'm going to show the world how I function, the manner is through you. Through you. God wants to establish you. God wants to build you. He wants to show you that you are a government on earth. You are a government. You are a government on earth. God wants to establish you to the place. Retamalaza. There is no lack in your life in the name of Jesus. If you have a wrong teaching in your heart, in your mind, certain breakthroughs will not come. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You know, even after long after I submitted under my spiritual father, it took me a good 2 years. I'm ashamed to say this. It took me 2 years to break out of wrong teachings in my spirit. It is difficult for me to believe that I would be blessed. I felt it was being proud to believe that I'll be blessed. Every time I prayed about that, I would find it hard to say, bless me, O Lord. I felt like it was pride. I felt like, oh, no, we can't talk about it. And the Lord had to change my mindset. When there was really big need and there was no blessing, and I was like, why, Lord, what's happening? And the Lord said, this is what you believe. And I had to learn to say it and say it and say it until my heart was saying it. Because sometimes you can say, bless me, Lord, and not believe. Okay, just a simple test. Can we test your heart? It's okay. You told me we have time till 3 o'clock. Okay. Say it loud. Say it loud. I want you to say it out. I will be a millionaire in Jesus' name. Okay, now I want you to tell me how much percentage you believe of that. Be honest. It's shaky right there. It's shaky right there. How many zeros does a million have? Okay, so you're believing that in your bank account there's going to be 1 and 6? Oh. You sure? Some of you, the way you're clapping. Listen. Mark 10 verse 29. Jesus said, truly I say to you, truly. Now this is Jesus saying, okay? There is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel who will not receive 100-fold when you reach heaven. Sorry, I think the TV is a little far. Sorry, let me try again. Sorry, let's try it again. Who will not receive 100-fold? Are you sure? Pastor, maybe I'm reading a wrong translation or something. Hundredfold. Let's say you lost one house for the Lord. Okay? You said, I love Jesus, and they said, you're crazy, and they kicked you out of the house. You lost one house. Hundredfold is how many houses? Start finding a name for your real estate business. Hey. In this time, look at your neighbor and say, this time. Okay, houses. Look at the thing. Hundredfold, what all are you getting? Houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, lands, with persecution and the age to come, eternal life. And the Lord said, do not come near, because it's not time yet. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you're standing is a holy ground. When Moses came to the mountain, he was wearing his sandals. He was walking through the desert. And that the sandals was made because it was to keep his feet from dirt. To keep his feet from what? Dirt. To keep his feet from scorpions of the desert, from dangers. But now, he was on the mountain of God. Now, he didn't need that sandals. He was in a holy place. That sandals' function was to keep dirt off. In fact, now, between his feet and the holy ground, was something that was stopping his connection to the holy ground. And God said, take off the sandals. You don't need that here. Take off that sandal. You see, you need to also understand the sandal is a representation of his profile, his professionalism, his job, his resume. You see, according to your resume, you change your shoes. If you're a construction worker, you'll have a boot. Now the Lord is coming to him. He's looking at him and saying, you don't work for Jethro anymore. Take off your sandals. Because I'm giving you a new identity. You're functioning in your old identity. Take off this sandal. This is a holy ground. This is a ground that purifies you. This is a ground that purifies your identity, your false identity, your false lies of the enemy. It purifies all of that. Take off your sandals. Take off the sandals. Let me work a work through you. Child of God, it is a requirement. The closer we get to the Lord, it is a requirement for you to get rid of everything that reminds you of your past. Get rid of everything that reminds you of your failures. Get rid of everything that is a lie from the pit of hell. He's saying, this is a holy ground. In other words, the sandal that you've been wearing, it's gone to you in different places. That sandal is no more holy. It has been everywhere you've been. It represents your past. It represents your pain. It represents your brokenness. It represents the lies in your head. It represents everything that it should not be part of you. That sandal has been everywhere you've been. Now you've come to my presence. You cannot carry that sandals anymore. You have to let it go. You have to let it go. God is giving you a new identity. He's making all things new. God will take you great places. But the most important part in your life is to work to be more and more spiritual, so that the fire that has been given to you is not put off. You have to say, Lord, don't let my fire go off. Lord, That is why the most painful statement of Jesus for me is when Jesus said, when Son of Man returns to the earth, will he find faith on earth? It's probably the most painful lines of Jesus. When the Son of Man, man of God, that's, he knows the end from the beginning. For him to even have the doubt hurts me. That God is saying that when I return, some of them will not have the faith. Some of them will not be on fire. Some of them will become lukewarm. It's the most painful thing. Because the world around you is constantly trying to diffuse your fire. Your classroom, your teachers, your colleagues, the world, the streets. It's normal. Sin is waiting for you everywhere, enticing you, taking you away to kill your fire. You have a job. Make sure that sandal is off. And you never leave the close proximity of the mountain of the Lord. Listen. The only time you leave the proximity of the mountain is when you are sent by God. And when you're done, come back to the mountain. And when your assignment, go. Complete the assignment. And then come back on the mountain. Because there in the crevice of the rock, you will see his face. Then go do what you need to do. Moses returned. And then he died on the mountain. I want to live and die on the mountain. I want to live and die on the mountain. The mountain becomes my destiny. The mountain becomes the destination. The mountain becomes the habitation. The presence of God is your habitation. You see, how the fire dies is not overnight. It's 1,000 compromises that leaves you compromised. It's not one moment. The fire is slowly put off, little by little. Have you seen a furnace in your house? Have you seen a furnace? You can come back after you put off the fire. You can come back and you will see still there'll be simmers here and there. The fire is not fully gone out. You think it's gone out? No, it's still dying. It's still dying. In that stage of it dying, if somebody can give a good blow, it'll come back up. That's how your Christian life is. Slowly, the enemy introduce you people, feelings, emotions, things, slowly, distractions, one after another, one app after another, that kills your fire. It is your responsibility to fan the fire into flame. If the fire is off, it is not because of the preacher, it is not because of the church, it is not because of the worship leader, it is not because of the musician, it is because you allowed it to die. Some of you are not even believers today because you said, oh, that pastor left, so I left. It's not the pastor's fault. You allowed it to die. Child of God, you have to vow before the Lord today. This fire that God has put inside of you, it shall never die. What are the crumbs you've enjoyed that was never yours in the first place? What are the things that you scroll through and didn't bother you because it was just some scrolling and it would just be half a second and you went on to something else? What stole your attention for a second? What did you enjoy for a moment? That half a second moment that you didn't think much of. That gaze, that eye contact, that little smile, that little touch, that little smell of the fragrance that you didn't resist. And you thought, this is harmless scrolling. But it wasn't harmless anymore. Without you even realizing, it has awakened a beast inside of you. And now that beast is being trained to one day, given the right conditions and environment, it will now go for the plate that was never served for you. It will eat that which is not yours. It will taste that which is not yours. So we are going to ask the Lord, I don't want to end up in the garbage bins. Because you see, the prodigal son did not end up with the pigs overnight. Child of God, please listen to me carefully. The child of God, listen. The prodigal son did not end up with the pigs overnight. He started with enjoying crumbs that gave him a taste that made him rebel against his own father and came and demanded more from his father so he can go and feed his now growing appetite. You enjoy a little today and you think there's no harm. I'm not stealing anybody's anything. I'm not touching anybody in real life. It's just harmless. What you don't understand, your appetite is growing. Soon it will take over you. Soon you will go for things that are not yours. Soon it will become such big, monstrous, it will take over. The beast in you grow so big that now it will force you to act like a beast. It will take you into the garbage bin of the world. It will take you to the pig tail. You will now smell like the pigs. You will eat what the pigs are eating. Know ye not, you were called as kings and priests. Refuse the joy of the crumbs. Refuse the joy of the crumbs. If you refuse the joy of the harmless crumbs, God will give you the strength to resist greater temptations. But if you don't resist the joy of the small temptations, the big temptations will take you down. You will have no strength to resist it. Moses, where you're standing is a holy ground. Put off your sandals, because now I'm about to use you to be a blessing to the nations. God is calling you to bless nations. But it starts with you taking off your dirty sandals for the ground you stand. For the ground that God is calling you into is a holy ground.
Hello, welcome again. Thank you for being part of this Revive Nations family. We just want to appreciate all the partners around the world. I hope that this word has revived your spirit. Restoration is possible. Breakthrough is possible. Anything that is falling apart shall become whole. You're now able to hear the full sermons on Shaiju Matthew app, which is available both on Android and iOS. Subscribe to our social media platform and let us grow together. Thank you again for being part of this family. Until next time, God bless you and shalom.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.